Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Now, I'm really excited for this one because we're with Lynn McCabe-Brown, local author. You wrote and published a book called Furs and Fevers. Now, it's a standalone novel, but you have plans to use it as a start of a series. So what does this first book cover, and what are some of the key historical events in it? And how will you develop the series? Because this is about a local person, right?
Yes, it is. This is based on the first permanent white resident of Kosciuszko County. His name is Dominique Rousseau. The book covers the years 1825 to 1840, roughly the Jacksonian era. So some of the things that happened is in the very first chapter, he's the president of an international fur trade company based in Montreal. By the end of the first chapter, he loses it all in court.
Oh, no.
To his father's ex.
Oh, no.
So the rest of the book is how does he get some money back and where's this dream girl that he's still chasing? Because he's 29, which in those days is kind of getting up there.
Right.
And in the Jacksonian era, there are several things. This is basically a business novel with a side of romance. Mm-hmm. And there are several things that happened. There was the gold circular, which said from Jackson that anything that you have to do with the federal government that's financial, you have to pay it in hard cash, in gold and silver. No paper.
Oh, my goodness.
Another thing was there's a huge financial crisis. Something else that happens is what I call the killing year. It's the year when five epidemics rip through the county. Plus the three things we usually had, which were malaria and ague and swamp fever. And something else that happened during this, it didn't happen here, but the Black Hawk War. It stirred things up here because Potawatomi were some of the people that joined Black Hawk. So, of course, down here, everybody is suddenly having a freak out that our Potawatomi are going to go on the warpath again. They were planting corn.
Okay.
And then, of course, the Trail of Death, where the Indians are shipped off to the west. As far as the series, this is less about Dominique Rousseau and more about the county. The whole series is a series about Kosciuszko County. But each book is a standalone in itself, and I choose the protagonist by who best represents what's going on.
Okay.
Now, Dominique is a fur trader,
mm-hmm.
So it's logical to choose him when we're talking so much about the local mm-hmm. Potawatomi in Miami.
Mm-hmm. Now, your book's title, Furs and Fevers, it does draw attention to the fur trade that flourished in the early days of Indiana. But speaking as a researcher and also as a person with a master's degree in nursing, tell us what the reference to fevers is all about.
Well, it is literally about the killing year. Interestingly enough, the pastors and the medicine men were all saying the same thing. It's caused because the whites moved in too early on the Indian land.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting because they usually didn't agree on much of anything.
Right, but they could agree on that.
But metaphorically, there are several fevers. One is land fever.
Okay.
People want land. These are mostly farmers that are coming in, and they're coming from Kentucky, which surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, originally we had fur traders. They were French
mm-hmm.
Here and there, but the first movement was from the south. That's because the swamp was to the east,
okay.
And you can't come through the swamp because it was called the Black Swamp because you couldn't see your hand in front of your
wow.
eyes. So Kentucky came up first. And the land fever was really bad because the government said you can have this much land for $1.25 an acre if you improve it. So you're going to have a house, a barn, mm-hmm. fencing, animals, that kind of thing. So what happens when this first batch comes in when the treaty is signed and it's illegal because it doesn't take effect yet?
Oh, okay.
And they take all the land, and then the people come in that are doing it the right way Now it happens.
Right, right.
It's not Little House on the Prairie. It's also greed for money. The larger fur trappers have all kinds of ways of making money. I mean, people come here and they haven't read the gold circular. They don't realize they're going to have to pay for their land in gold. Well, the fur trappers, the Indians, are paid from the government in silver. So all the hard currency is in the hands of the fur traders, and they can name any interest they want.
Oh, okay.
Among a half a dozen other schemes that they've got going. So a lot of money greed going on.
Right.
Passion fever. Yes, there's some romance in here. I'm not going into that anymore. Alcohol fever and the problem that the Indians have, because they have a physical, I forget what it is that's missing that the rest of us have, so we can tolerate alcohol. Mm-hmm. And they can't. I mean, it's a physical condition. And
is this in your book, too?
Not that specifically.
Okay.
But the alcoholism is, and how the Indians become really alcoholic, except for Menominee's people.
Okay. All right. So your novel focuses, like, on real-life individuals. I mean, including, like, traders, farmers, priests, politicians, Native Americans, and soldiers. How did you research the lives of these people, and what difficulties did you encounter?
As a nurse, I've done a lot of research. This was really tough. First of all, there's no newspapers. Next, there are no Indian sources.
Right.
Next, there is very little written on these two tribes. Now, if you want to do the Sioux tribe, there's all kinds of books out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I struggled to find two on each tribe.
Now, what were the main tribes that were here in Kosciuszko County?
Potawatomi and Miami.
Okay.
And the drawing line was Oswego.
Okay.
That's why his trading post was there.
Oh, gotcha.
His last trading post. And the other thing is errors in some secondary sources. Because you really have to, know the difference between a voyageur and a fur trapper and a fur trader. But so how I found things was I preferred primary sources, as few as they were. Government records of deeds, marriages, deaths, all that type of thing. I found John Tipton's correspondence. John Tipton was the Indian agent out of Fort Wayne for most of the book.
Okay.
And George Nye, who interviewed a lot of the original settlers.
Okay.
And he didn't do any research on how accurate it was or anything. He just wrote down what they said, which was a good thing. He went as far as his ability could go.
Mm-hmm.
But I can look at him and I can say, you know what? That really sounds biased. and so then I had to turn it in the book so that you can see the bias that's happening. But that was invaluable. That gave me a lot of the actual anecdotes that happened so that it didn't sound like a nonfiction book. It was, there were anecdotes in that.
Right.
It was really hard with Dominique because he's a reserved man. I mean, all he told anybody about his past before he came here was, well, I was from a fur trading family.
And that was it.
Talk about understatement.
Right, I guess.
So, primary sources. Second, then I found a white paper that was really good from McGill University in Montreal, which is the fifth best university in the world. So I really put a lot of emphasis on that. In this, I had already been writing for 50 pages. Then I found this on the internet. It's about this Dominique's father. This Dominique is Dominique Jr.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much in there that I can't put it all in the book because it'll really confuse people. But anyway, that changed everything because I had the idea that our Dominique was like a poor French-Canadian boy from Montreal coming to the United States to make good.
Right.
This is where I found out he inherited the International Fur Trade Company.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's rich. They owned an island as well as individual stuff. So if he was in England,
he would be
considered a squire. So he's gentry.
Right.
Not to mention he's handsome, charming, and he's French. Some guys have all the luck.
Yes.
And then there were some third type ones that are that people drew different things, different pieces of information together and published a book about, like the city of Syracuse or this church or that church, which were interesting.
Yeah.
And helpful, but I couldn't lean on them as much as I could the other sources.
Right. Well, I would think this would be something not only for everybody in Kosciuszko County to read, but it sounds very, very, very interesting. I can't wait to read it. It's released just, well, this will be on the weekend, so just this week it was released. Now, where can people get their hands on a copy of Furs and Fevers?
Well, I'm really excited that it's coming out on Friday because you have all of Memorial Day weekend to read
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, perfect timing. You can get it. You can order it from Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can order it from Barnes & Noble mm-hmm. or pretty much any of the large book organizations. Mm-hmm. You can order it from my publisher, Austin McCauley. Mm-hmm. And also, you could order it from your local bookstore.
Okay.
Now, none of these people will have it right now.
Well, sure.
Our local bookstore, Cindy, probably has it.
Right, because you have the only one right here in front of us.
But.
So Cindy Dobbins from Buffalo Street Emporium will have
right.
it.
Right. But you can order. They can get it. It's because it's, you know, I'm an unknown author pretty much still. So they're not going to cover
right,
me
right,
like
right
they're
now,
covering
right now you
Grisham.
Are, but.
You know, right. when Grisham puts out a new book, everybody's got it. So you'll probably have to order it, although Cindy may have some.
Sure.
That aren't asked for yet.
Right. And you'll be selling them at the Warsaw Breakfast Optimist Club.
Yes.
On the
31st.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Well, Lynn, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to get my hands on one. Since you won't give me yours. I can't wait to find out all the interesting things about Kosciuszko County. And you're just so much fun to talk with. You just have such a unique take on everything. And I love how you combine your passion with history, with romance, with business. And you make it all very, very interesting. I know you spoke at Warsaw Breakfast Optimist Club, and you had us all on our edge of our seats. And then you grand read like the first chapter, and then you stopped and left a big cliffhanger. So we all have to read it to find out how we got to Kosciuszko County. So
I had a couple of people that had the one chapter, and they took it home, and their teenage daughters picked it up, and each one of them read the first chapter, and they're like, "That's it? Where's the rest?"
Right, right, right. Well, you're good at teasing people, that's for sure. So, well, thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much for being with us today. And if you could mention your website again, what's the name of your website?
Lynn Brown Writer, like someone who writes.
Lynn Brown Writer.
.com.
And if you can't remember that, Lynn's a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Call us here and we'll get in touch with Lynn. And you're available for public appearances and great.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
Thanks for having me.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.